95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. Day 8.
Rough. Wow. I had a great weekend, so I'm paying for it today, man. I am.
Sluggo's hungover.
I am hungover.
Yeah.
Damn.
We might need to take some hangover cures.
Yeah, they really work. I don't want to be trying rubbing bird poop in my head or whatever.
I would love to see that.
I've tried it many times, and it's really never helped. They always say it will.
So you're hungover. That's great.
Yeah, I'm happy. I should be very helpful today.
I almost got in a fight yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Let me tell you. When was the last time you got in a fight? A fist fight.
A fist fight?
Yeah.
Teens, when I was tweens, probably, in grade school, new kid at school.
Oh, you used to just throw down?
Yeah, well... When necessary. Yeah.
I was at Starbucks, and the drive, it's a very shallow parking lot, so the restaurant's very near Ventura Boulevard, so there's not much space for the drive-thru.
Right.
And so the cars back up out on Ventura Boulevard, not in traffic, but just way over against the right side.
Right.
And there's, at that time, 5 cars in line.
Right.
And it moves pretty quickly. You know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, you move up, no big deal. So I'm sitting there, and there's a pool supply store that I'm relatively sure is closed on Sundays.
Right.
Every single time I've gone on Sundays, they're closed.
Right.
So I pull up and I'm in front of the exit entrance for that store, for
right.
the pool store.
Right.
There's one truck there, which I assumed was, a lot of times people park in there and then just go to Starbucks.
Right.
So there was a guy that was there and he was shopping and he wanted to get out of that parking lot, and I'm in the way.
Right.
2 cars in front of me, 3 behind me.
Right. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to levitate at that point?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So he got in his truck and just started honking.
Laying on the horn.
Not, not, but like, yes.
Right.
Times 4. Just really, really aggressive.
Right.
So I rolled down my window and I said, this line takes like 30 seconds.
Right.
I'll get out of your way in like 30 seconds. To which he slammed the door to his truck, got out, started stomping over to my car.
Right.
And I was like, this started 30 seconds ago.
Right.
Am I about to be in a fight?
Where's my machete?
I'm not even mad yet. You got to wait for me to...
Go back in and honk some more.
I need to get my blood pressure up or something. So the guy came stomping over toward the car, and I rolled the window up on the passenger side.
Yeah.
And he started screaming at me, get out of the way, I want to leave. And I said again, this line will move in about 30 seconds.
Right.
You're good.
Yeah.
No problem.
Right.
And then he started pounding on my window.
Really?
With his fist.
Wow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Get out of the way. And I was like, I said, I pointed to the car in front of me and the car behind me.
Right.
What exactly am I supposed to do?
Right.
He didn't care. He kept pounding on the window.
Right.
And honestly, I thought.
Well, now, and if you pulled out into traffic to go on, the next car would have pulled right up there and blocked as well.
Yes.
So he's so stupid, he can't see that that's what's going to happen.
It would have been hilarious.
Yes.
If I'd have known that was going to happen, I would have got out of line
and
gone into the back of the line again.
Yeah, exactly.
But it didn't.
Right.
And so he kept pounding on the window, and I got my phone up, and I started videoing him, at which point he turned around and walked right back to the truck.
Okay. I want to see this video. I want to hear the video.
It's not that great because I had the windows up because he was pounding on them.
Right.
It was insanity.
Right.
I was thinking this guy needs coffee.
Right.
This
guy needs like he needs to get in this line. He should have gotten in the car with you in 30 seconds.
He needs like a grande mocha stanky weed drink of some kind. I'm not exactly sure what, but he eventually the car in front of me pulled up just like I said.
Right.
30 seconds. I got out of his way.
I wish the guy behind you hadn't just moved on up.
The guy behind me had seen that.
Right.
So the guy behind me was not going to move up. The guy behind me was like, all right.
If he's like a total, like,
I'm staying out of this
guy, you know?
Yeah, I wish he would.
Yeah.
That would have really been good.
Yeah.
I would have gone and got in line like 4 different times if that's what
it's still be there now.
That guy hears trouble coming.
Oh, that's a frightening thing.
Pretty sure. If I was listening correctly. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
And that was Royal Blood. Those guys have put together this amazing picture disc. I do collect records and vinyl and all sorts of stuff. Weird. The weirder, the better.
Oh, okay.
One of the best ones I have is Yellow. Remember that band, Yellow? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They put out a little 45 that was in 3D. You had to put on your 3D glasses to see this gorilla.
And you
come
collect that stuff.
I do.
All right.
And now Royal Blood, those guys right there, have got a really amazing new picture disc. You can see it on Instagram actually in motion, and it's pretty mesmerizing. I think I want to be not sober and watch that thing for a while.
I really, really love that band.
Yeah.
That's
really
a good band.
Yeah. Two guys cranking out incredible music.
Yes.
Just really
it's
amazing.
It's hard to imagine that's two guys,
right?
But it is.
Yeah.
I would like to introduce you to two women in Florida.
Florida or...
and ask the question, what's up with Florida? Olga Monroe Ramirez, 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Martha Vivian Monroy is 34 years
They're
old.
They're spring chickens. They're so young.
They dressed up so that they weren't so young because they wanted to cut the line to get the vaccine.
Oh, these are the women who dressed up like old ladies to try.
Yes.
Who do they think they're going to fool? I mean, how blind do you have to be?
Well, I will tell you this. It worked the first time.
Really? So they got the first shot.
Yes.
But not the most important follow-up.
The second shot
right.
is when authorities found out, oh, you just have a wig on. And like they were in costume to try and cut the line to get the vaccine.
Pull that off here in Hollywood because you'd actually do some real makeup. And,
sure. Yeah.
You know,
if you're
know
serious
what you're doing.
About it.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
That's right, Lisa's. Orange County's top health officer says the two wannabe grannies pulled off their disguise and successfully got the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
All right, hold
we
on.
Have
yeah. She says Orange County. That's Orange County, Florida.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Learned one of the women is in her 30s, the other is in her 40s. But the act was over just moments before they attempted to get their second dose, despite their convincing outfits.
So yesterday, we realized a couple of young ladies can dress up as grannies to get vaccinated for the second time.
Donning a convincing disguise, complete with gloves, glasses, and even a bonnet, Dr. Raul Pino says when the two women returned to the convention center for their final shot in the arm, suspicions arose.
They had a valid CDC card with vaccination.
Orange County Sheriff deputies arriving here at the convention center after they say vaccinators realized the pair fraudulently registered for an appointment with birth dates that didn't match.
So I don't know how they escaped the first time.
The sheriff's office identifying the women as Olga Monroy Ramirez and Martha Vivian Monroy and issuing a trespassing warning, despite the countless people seeking access to doses for seniors 65 and older.
There is a demand in this community. Now remember, we are 1.5 million people in this county.
Dr. Pino reinforcing the desperation for the vaccine, saying appointments filled up within 45 minutes on Thursday.
We haven't had any lack of willing arms to get vaccinated.
While it remains a mystery how the pair successfully got their first dose under the guise of being older, Dr. Pino says that too must be investigated.
In our case, what we have to determine is how this happened the first time.
I think if you're in a hurry and you've got a long line of cars, you're not looking at everybody.
No, sure.
It makes perfect sense that they got away.
And her name was Olga. I mean, if you're really looking at, something.
That's an old name.
Yeah. Of course, they blew it when they rolled up and they're listening to LL Cool J because they're going to vote for him for the Grammys. Yeah.
That didn't help.
I'm bad! I'm going to need backup.
So don't do that.
I need my shot.
There are old people that need their shots, and they need it before you.
Need my second shot!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I don't know. Are you the kind of guy that votes for stuff, Sluggo?
Nope. Hardly ever. Only presidents and whatnot.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a group of people that they're, having people vote on.
Yeah.
And there's one of the categories is people's votes.
Right.
So I'm going to read to you from the bottom up as far as vote getters so far.
Right.
Jay-Z's at the bottom.
Okay.
LL Cool J's ahead
of him. Come on, LL.
New York Dolls.
Nice.
Kate Bush.
Nice.
Mary J. Blige. These are getting more votes as we go up.
Right. Wait. LL is way down next to last?
Yeah.
That's messed up. Come on. Rock the bells, people.
Chaka Khan. Devo.
Oh, nice.
Dionne Warwick.
Well, she should have known where she was going to be on the list.
Todd Rundgren.
Ah, all right. Well, that makes the most... Of all of them so far, that makes the most sense.
He has 88,000 votes.
Votes, right, yeah.
Above Todd Rundgren is Rage Against the Machine.
Rat him! Hell yeah.
Which angers me because there's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6, 7 more.
And Tom Morello is like this. Who cares, man?
I don't
care. Couldn't care any less.
Carole King is above Rage.
Wait, that's kind of wow. All right.
The Go-Go's.
Nice.
Are number 5.
Cool.
Iron Maiden.
Yes, Eddie.
Number 4.
Right on.
In votes, they have 138,000.
Well, good. Good for you, people.
Foo Fighters, number 3.
Ah, the Fighters, who?
146,000.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Turner.
Wow.
In second place with 198,000.
She is our private dancer.
And Fela Kuti is number one. So you got that going for you.
Wow.
Fela Kuti is the guy's name.
Is that a K-rock artist these days?
202,000. No, I looked this guy up because I was curious how he could possibly be ahead
right.
of all the names that I just read.
Yeah, very, very familiar.
It's not possible.
No, I think you're making it up.
He's a artist that was big in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Oh, okay.
He was in Africa, Nigeria. That's where he was born. And, okay. he rarely made it outside of Africa for a reason I'll tell you in a second. But he is regarded as the pioneer of Afrobeat.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, then, sure.
Deserving.
Right.
Number one?
Yeah. Where's his peeps at?
What?
He's got a posse.
Foo Fighters is three? How is that possible?
Yeah.
So this guy, he had a jam band for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And his live songs would be 10, 15, 18, 20 minutes long.
Right. Because
they just jam.
Right.
And it got to be that he pretty much would just release one song on one side of the
that's
album.
That's beautiful.
That was
that's
about 30
awesome.
Minutes long.
Right.
And one song on the other side that was
right.
about 30 minutes long.
22 minutes. I think that's as long as it can be.
Okay.
Something like that.
So, it said 30, but
well,
right.
maybe that was on CD if it was later.
No, it wasn't. It was 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Completely mistaken.
So people outside of Africa didn't. Who's got that kind of
right,
time?
Right.
It's not done. Like everywhere else, it's 3 to 8 minutes.
You're going to need a radio edit single on this, please.
Three
cut
minutes,
it down to 2.5 minutes. Yeah.
But Fela Kuti.
Ah, well, congratulations to him. I hope it goes. I mean, how the voting
number
is
one.
Until like March or so, isn't it?
Well, you can vote now.
And you can vote once a day.
Yes.
So
it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote. And we need some Foo Fighter votes in here.
Some
and we
Iron
need some
Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Yes, please. Yes.
In here.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
some Go-Go's. Why not? Rage Against
Rat
the Machine.
Yep.
So Fela Kuti.
And LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Just keep doing this until they come and drag us out. Should
How many
be any
days
day now.
Has it been?
I don't know. Let's ask the count.
It's time to get up and stomp your feet. Start nice and slow.
One, two.
And speed up more.
One, two, three, four.
And stomp away.
One,
Cause we're
three,
about
four.
To find out
one,
the number of
the
day.
What's the number? What is the number?
The number of the day. I can hardly wait. The number of the day is...
Say it!
Eight!
Eight.
Oh,
it's
eight.
Day eight.
No, it's day eight.
Things we learned this hour on KLOS.
The count really does a hell of a build-up. That's what we
It really
learned.
Does. That was a huge build-up.
Yeah, dude.
Stay away from people at Starbucks because they're jacked. That's one that we found out.
Yep.
Go and vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. You know, we need Eddie and we need Iron Maiden and we need Foo Fighters to get some more votes.
Correct. And don't dress up as a granny unless you're Johnny Knoxville. All right. Coming up in the next hour. I don't know if you remember, was it a week ago, that I came on the air and said that Nomadland...
Yes, was your absolute favorite film ever, and you really learned a lot about it, and it was exciting, and all the explosions were great.
Oh, it was painfully dull.
And Nomadland, not so much.
Painfully dull.
And?
Last night it won at the Golden Globes.
Ding, 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 ding.
For best movie drama.
It's going to follow you for the rest of your life.
And we'll talk about that coming up next on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I would be pretty happy to just go all Jimi Hendrix all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I love Jimmy so much.
Yep.
So much.
I would like to talk about something that I talked about last week, and that's the movie Nomadland. Now, Nomadland is starring Frances McDormand.
Who rules.
And
love
I love her.
Yeah.
It's the dullest movie that's ever been put on film.
And you said you were sitting there watching with a couple of friends, and they were really digging it.
Four other people loved it.
Right. Don't you hate that? When you're the one man out, you know?
I would look around, and I would go, hey, are you enjoying? I didn't say anything, but I would just look and see. And they seemed to be really into it. And I would have shut it off after a quarter of the way in.
Right. Why? It's just, you said it moves like molasses.
Yeah, it's about nomads, people who just don't have a home, and they drive from place to place. They have a little community.
Sounds potentially interesting. I have to tell you.
It does sound potentially interesting.
Right. And so maybe I won't, but I did see the preview for it finally just the other day, and I was thinking,
every exciting moment from that movie is in that preview, because
right.
I saw
it's
that
only
preview.
30 seconds long.
And I was like, wow, they put everything in there. But in between that, it takes forever. You'll see her walking for 40 seconds.
Right, and doesn't go to a wood chipper or
and
anything.
You, no, you, right. And you go, okay, I get it. She's walking. We don't need to keep watching. Right. And then she gets in a car and she's driving.
Well, neat.
And nothing's
well, you know,
happening.
Getting cameras into cars is a very new technology.
It's so unbelievably dull.
So, of course, it's winning. It's doing well. Everybody loves it. You're going to be surrounded by this movie.
It won the Golden Globes. But I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. I got a few tweets about it.
Oh, yeah.
One of them says, not enough louds, because I'm sort of known for liking loud,
right,
in-your-face movies.
Sure. Yeah, like action, Deadpool.
Yes.
I love Deadpool.
Exactly.
If it's not Deadpool, I'm not really very interested.
And I want, I literally want the music to be loud.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Well, you've come to the right place, my friend.
But in these types of movies, I was trying to think, do I like anything else like this?
Okay.
Like this movie where there's not loud music, there's not action.
Melancholia. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Intentionally slow, but really fascinating.
No, but Peanut Butter Falcon. Did you ever see that
one? No.
Wow, that was good. And they play, like, in the background, they got, like, it's like old Pickett and Grinning stuff, right. which I hate.
Right.
And the movie was fantastic.
Huh.
It was really good. Wow. So that's another one. It didn't need loud.
So you're not really opposed to the possibility of this kind of a film. You just found this
one
to be.
It just needs not to be dull.
Right.
Did you know that the Hollywood Foreign Press is 87 people?
Wow.
Total.
Wow. That's pretty influential.
That's how many people.
87 folks.
Yes.
Wow.
That's how many people vote on these things.
Right.
And allegedly, they're up for, you know, if you wine and dine them a little bit, maybe they get it.
I've heard both sides of that you're out on your arse right away if you try and do that, and that it will work perfectly. I've heard both sides.
So you have no idea. All right, So it did win the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and I just am beside myself, which means it may have a really good shot at winning the Oscar, which I can't even imagine. So I wanted to open the phones and take people who saw a movie. Everyone else seems to love it.
Right.
Somehow you just...
You don't.
No, it just...
You're not on board.
Missed you. You can't... And it's so... You're so not on board...
Right.
...that it's shocking to you that it won Best Picture in the Golden Globes.
Right.
Shocking.
So, yeah, besides this one, you must have one that you... Like Star Wars or something that you... We'll talk about it later.
Something that everybody loves except you.
Right.
You were the outlier.
Yep.
You were the person that couldn't...
Yeah. And they're always in your face going, but it's so great.
Yes.
It's such a good movie. What's wrong with you?
And you know what? You don't see it that way, and you can't.
Right.
So give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
And while you're dialing carefully, AC/DC and realize...
855-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Nomadland is my movie that I did not like. It just came out like a week ago.
But it's going to be one of those that's going to be huge.
Yes.
Golden Globes.
It won the Golden Globe for Best Movie Drama, and it's probably going to win the Oscar.
It's going to follow you around for years to come.
And it's going to drive me crazy. So we're talking about movies that everyone else seems to love except you.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Yeah.
I mean, I sort of get the feeling that I wouldn't like The Notebook just because of the... It's a romantic comedy that looks very sappy.
And very serious.
It was predictable. That's the problem.
Predictable.
I hate a predictable movie.
I wouldn't have thought predictable, but thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, what's a movie that you could not stand and everyone else liked?
Well, it's not a movie, sir.
Okay.
It's Peanut Butter. I hate peanut butter. I cannot stand it. I hate using it. I hate being around it.
I mean,
everyone loves it for some awful reason.
I feel like we'd like to keep this topic to movies.
But that's kind of interesting.
How do you, for another day.
Yeah. What are your feelings on Nutella before we move on?
Nutella, never had it, but I probably hate
Get
it.
Off the phone.
Hey, it's KLOS. What's the movie you love or hate that everybody else loves?
Freaking There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Dano.
Yeah, that one really, really got a lot of buzz, and I liked it, but no, I didn't love it at all.
Yeah,
like, all that Paul Dano was doing was crying, and then people are like, Daniel Day-Lewis made the movie, and I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, like, he was kind of overacting, and like, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's Daniel Day-Lewis, but because the cast wasn't there to support him, there was just a lot of crying, a lot of just... I didn't see it. It was boring. There was no louds, as Kevin said, twice in theater and then once on, like, video, and everybody's like, is that a great movie? and I was like, no, man.
Look, you watched it three times. You gave it a good shot.
Yeah, you really did. That was nice.
KLOS, we're talking about movies that everyone likes but you.
The movie that I didn't like is The Matrix.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really? Why?
I just found it long, boring, and I gave it more than one chance. I actually saw it twice. First time I fell asleep at the theater, then I watched it on video, I think it was. Horrible.
What's your favorite action movie like that? That's, you know, maybe a little sci-fi and loud?
Oh, geez. Probably something like Total Recall or something like that.
All right, so it's not like you're completely out of your zone there with that particular movie. You just didn't like The Matrix.
All right.
Absolutely.
What can you do?
Absolutely, yeah. Not. And I actually love Keanu Reeves.
I've loved him as well.
You know, it wasn't him. It was just the movie. Just
right.
I got you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Let me tell you something. My movie that everybody loves that I don't like.
Yes.
And it's shocking and it's hard to say, especially here.
Yes.
Spinal Tap.
You don't like
Spinal Tap. I get it. See, that's the response right there. I get it. I understand. It just didn't. I can't work with you anymore.
Kevin. I'm not so sure about that.
And Sluggo.
Weed, please.
Now, back to Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS.
Hey, it's KLOS. What movie does everyone love but you?
Infinity War.
I'm sorry?
Which one?
Which one?
Infinity War and Endgame.
Oh, Infinity War.
Oh,
like, look, they're an okay movie. I read the comics. It's just not for me.
What about the scene at the end of Endgame where all of the heroes come in out of the clouds and out of the rocks and everything else? That was an amazing movie.
I wouldn't call that amazing. Okay. It was like, it's just fan service, you know?
All right. Good enough. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
You know, that is sort of the...
All right, have a nice afternoon.
You too. Thanks. That is sort of the thing. You have to convince whoever doesn't like your movie.
I don't know why.
It just is a thing.
It is a thing.
I mean, I have a list of movies I don't like that people love, and they always try and convince me, and then I turn around and do the exact same thing. You haven't seen A Music War? It's phenomenal.
I'm not sure why that happens, but it does. So what's the movie that everyone loves but you? 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about what movie does everyone like except for you?
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't. I loved it, but why didn't you like it?
I just thought it was boring and it lacked story.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. KLOS, what movie does everyone love except for you?
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Yeah.
Terrible movie.
I don't know if I go terrible, but it's really long.
Yeah, it's really long.
What was the one with the avatars? Avatar, I guess. Right?
Yeah, Avatar 2. Yeah,
I hate that movie.
Go up there.
Yeah, they're making like 2, 3, and 4 all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty awful.
So boring.
Thank you for the call. KLOS, what movie does everyone love except you?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, come on, man.
Shut up,
Donnie.
Well, I was impaired, and still I was...
That is the way to see it.
Wow, I love that movie. Okay. Thanks for the call. KLOS, what movie does everybody love except for you?
Dazed and Confused.
Oh! We're going to have to kill people now, man!
All right, one last call on movies everybody loves but you.
Airplane!
Airplane?
You go to hell, you son of a bitch!
Damn it! Track that man down! Kings is the word. Kings. Like a kings. Pair of kings.
Kings is
kings
the word.
Kings is the word. Kings. 68255. Text it to Dinarosaurus Rex. Get yourself some cash, maybe.
You ever had problems with your neighbors?
Sure. Of course. Absolutely.
Do you fight with them? Not physically fight, but like...
Oh, yeah. I had to
prank them or whatever?
Well, it was back in the old days, but yeah.
There was a woman in Los Angeles that was having a problem with her neighbors because her neighbors would bring their dogs who would poop on her yard... And they wouldn't clean it up.
No, come on. Why is that so hard? Pick up the poop.
I don't know. You do see most people are responsible dog owners.
Yeah.
But there are some people who just leave it.
Yeah.
And they were leaving it on her front yard.
There's nothing worse than walking out into your yard and then suddenly, there you go. You're
going to
be wandering around with that smell all day.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
It's not a great thing.
Yeah.
And I don't, like you, I don't understand why people just, it's pretty simple.
Very easy.
But this woman really had it. So she posted a sign. And here's what the sign said.
Oh, no.
To the person who lets their dog poop on our lawn and doesn't clean it up, first of all, it's beyond rude. We live here and pay a lot of money to live here, and it's not a toilet. Secondly, If you can't pick up your dog's poop, you shouldn't have a dog.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
And lastly, we're watching you.
Oh.
The next time you have your dog poop in our lawn and don't pick it up, we're going to watch you until you get inside your house. I'm going to pull down my pants and take a huge dump on your doorstep.
So she wrote a sign out that said all of that?
Yes.
Well, that's a good warning.
Oh, wait, sorry. On your doorstep and on the windshield of your car.
Didn't Better Call Saul, wasn't that something about that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I can just picture her on the hood, right?
Totally.
Trying to accomplish that.
I hope that. So did that follow through or did she put it into the poop?
I don't know. There's no follow-up to that.
I mean, I would love that. I mean, that would be...
Would you do that? You wouldn't do that.
Not over that.
Like, because of like Ring video and stuff like that, they can see who it is.
Very true. You know, it's a lot harder to poop on people's porches
in the
future. Yeah,
and that's not cool.
No.
That isn't cool. So we're going to take your calls if you have fights with neighbors.
Yeah.
You get in fights with your neighbors.
And how do you deal with it?
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about problems they have with neighbors.
Yep.
When we first moved in many, many years ago, our dog, a golden retriever, that was trained to, you know, stay inside during the night and go outside during the day.
Right.
It was outside. We were moving. The day we moved in.
Oh, no. The day you moved in.
So the dog's, you know, a little out of sorts because it's a different place. The neighbor comes and knocks on the door.
Oh.
And says, good news and bad news. And this is how he said it.
Right.
Good news is I'm your neighbor. Bad news is you got to put your dog down.
Put your dog down?
He said those words.
Put your dog down.
Yes.
Kill your dog.
Yes.
Your dog needs to die.
Yes.
And you need to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, crazy is
pow!
That?
Whatever you need.
Yeah, it was frightening.
Just because the dog had pooped on the lawn.
No. Oh. Because the dog was barking during the day. Because it was sort of out of sorts because we were moving.
How serious was he? I mean, you really think, maybe this fellow will put his dog to sleep.
If he was joking, there was
didn't
no
come across
could,
that way.
Did not know.
So did you run into him much as the years progressed?
Yeah, and we fought.
Yeah.
Like, I walked over into his house and said, dude, you can't say stuff like that.
Dude, you know your wife? Yeah, you have to put her down.
Right.
She's really gross. I can't stand her. And I can't live next to her.
So we're taking calls on, you had fights with neighbors. KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, my name's Dean.
Hey, Dean. You get in fights with your neighbor?
Oh, dude, I get fights with all kinds of people. I got a service dog, and it costs me money to have them little bags to pick up his big old huge loads. My dog's like 90 pounds.
Right, but it's your dog, right?
So when he's the big one, you know?
Right.
It's like a human, basically. A baby is what you're leaving behind.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So do you not pick it up?
I pick it up.
Yay.
There you go.
I
right
do
there.
Pick it up.
Yeah, there you go.
But I pay extra money to buy them bags.
Yeah.
But no, we hear you.
Garbage
size
bags.
You're an idiot if you don't pick up.
Yeah. I got you.
All right on, man. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. You have problems with your neighbors?
I sure did.
All right. What happened?
All right. My neighbor, they had a dog that would poop in the side of our house in the front that had a grass patch. And my window is right next to the grass patch.
Nasty.
So every time I would open my window, I'd get piles of poop smell coming through my window.
Right.
That is not what you want.
Yeah, so I complained about it and tried to have them clean up after their dog. It never happened. So I took the situation in my own hands.
And?
They had a boat in their driveway. I picked up all the dog poop and I shoved it into their boat.
Did they have a cover on it so they wouldn't notice it for a while?
Nope, no cover.
Oh.
But they never used the boat until like for a year. And then once they decided to haul it out, they noticed that there was a bunch of crap in it.
Nicely done,
yes,
sir.
Yes, well done.
Nicely done.
Well done.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir.
I am so crazy grateful that for the last year I haven't had little kids. Because of the pandemic.
Right.
And the schools closing, the LAUSD schools closing.
It's always so much work anyway, but this is just a whole new
Can you imagine
universe.
Having a first grader that's you're trying to get watch you know, a computer screen all day?
Teach that way. Yeah. That's how you, yeah.
It just seems impossible. And yet, so they want everybody to, so they're out there holding signs that the schools need to open.
Right.
And the teachers are like, hey, we'd rather be immunized if that's okay.
Right.
We'd rather get
the
vaccine because we don't want to get sick as well. And it's kind of both sides have a great point.
Right.
Both sides. It's a no win unless they can get the vaccines, which they finally have started doing. So those of you that have little kids will be very happy to hear that they are using SoFi Stadium as a place to vaccinate teachers.
That's right. We're here at SoFi Stadium, one of the largest sites for teachers and educators to get vaccinated. They're just wrapping up a press conference right now. It was cool to hear from even the Rams players that said it's about winning inside the stadium, but it's also about winning in the community. So this is a welcoming site to see educators. And we're not just talking about teachers, but custodians, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, administration. Today, we saw those doses being handed out. The superintendent has pushed for vaccinating teachers to reopen campuses, saying 25,000 people would need to be vaccinated to open the elementary schools safely. He suggested preschool and elementary schools could open by April 9th. And today the governor announcing a $6.6 billion that would help the infrastructure of schools and to get kids back in class. But to be eligible for this new money, school districts in regions that fall under the most restrictive tier, like we are here in Los Angeles in the purple tier, we must return to in-person instruction at least through second grade. Newsom announcing last week that at least 10% of the state's vaccines would go to education workers starting in March. That's roughly 75,000 doses a week, and that's starting today.
75,000 doses a week.
And yet, most of the schools might not open until April.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to
think. And then are they going to, like, wrap it up in June like they usually do? Is that the end of the school year still? Or is it because this year is so weird?
I have many questions.
I mean, there are so many. All it does is raise questions.
Yes.
The purple tier and this and that. And
we need to get out of the purple tier, whatever that is. Let's get out of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, teachers are getting vaccinated, so that is at least a starting point.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so hopefully kids will be able to go back to school.
Yeah. You?
Yes.
Used to teach.
I mean,
you
define teach.
So if you were told you had to be in class again at this point, would you insist on a vaccination first?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's fair.
No, totally.
I don't want to die.
No. You've already had COVID twice. You don't get a third time. That's not fair, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And we got a bunch of CDs here. Remember compact discs? You don't have a CD player, do you?
I don't.
Do you have one in your car?
I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't have a CD player anywhere because it's all streaming now.
Yeah.
So you could give me the CD and I would not be able to listen to it. That's really odd.
That is very odd. Lockdown 2020, Sammy Hagar has covered a whole bunch of famous, well-known songs. They also came up with a few, The Circle of Their Own, and it's all on this album. The Who he covered, Three Little Birds, Bob Marley, For What It's Worth, which has always been one of my favorite protest songs. And, of course, the Heroes one you've been hearing here on KLOS. He covered David Bowie. Heroes. Damn good job of it, and I think we should give some of these away to the people who still have those CD player things, which does include me.
I think you're gonna have to earn them, though.
Yes.
Are you a
I
fan
agree.
Are you a fan of hockey?
Me? No. Yeah. I like vodka, though.
Love hockey
love
so much.
Vodka.
Well, the names are very similar.
Right.
So we are going to play a game called Hockey Player or Vodka. We'll just say the last name.
Do we have to talk about vodka, though? Because I'm still recovering from a weekend of lots of
yes,
vodka.
Yes, we do,
oh my
unfortunately.
God.
So all I'll right. say the last name,
right?
And it'll either be a hockey player
or
a
vodka. Gotcha.
Yes. So you call 818-955-KLOS. And if you're able to name the hockey player or just pick, you just have to pick between the two. You have 50-50 chance.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
either
yeah,
hockey
yeah.
or vodka.
Yeah, and you'll get yourself the Lockdown 2020 from Sammy Hagar in the Circle. So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we are playing a game called Hockey Player or Vodka.
Pretty self-explanatory.
They sound very much alike.
Right.
And we're going to have you pick which one. If you don't know, I mean, it is a 50-50 shot, so just take a guess.
Yep. And we got a pretty nice, sweet prize for you from Sammy Hagar. He was kind enough to hook us up with a hell of a lot of CDs of their new album, Lockdown 2020, with all those covers. We've been playing a lot of Heroes, actually, from David Bowie.
So you get that awesome. If you win.
Yeah.
All right. Who's this?
This is Daniel calling from Victorville.
All right, Daniel, are you ready to play hockey player or vodka?
Yes, sir.
And if you get it right, this beautiful compact disc could be yours.
All right,
awesome, awesome. Yeah. I don't have a CD player in my car, but I have one in my truck, so it works out.
And if you get it wrong, by the way, we come and track you down and kill you. I don't know if you knew that part.
Sobieski. Hockey player or vodka?
Hockey player.
Wrong. Vodka.
Oh, damn it.
That's a vodka.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, we have to go track him down.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Ed.
All right. Lakewood. You ready to play hockey player or vodka?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go with Manapaloa. Manapaloa.
Manapaloa.
Yep.
Sounds like a volcano to me.
Vodka.
What's that?
Vodka.
That is a vodka.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice. Well done, sir. Hold on. Don't go away. We'll come and give you this lovely compact disc.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark. Kuznetsov.
Wow.
Kuznetsov.
Oh, yeah. That's a hockey player.
That is a hockey player.
Oh,
well,
nice. It helps, I guess, to know your hockey.
Well done. Hold on. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Who's this?
This is Thomas.
All right, Thomas, I'm going to say the name, and you have to tell me if it's a hockey player or vodka.
You know, we should have been doing shots between every one of these.
Yeah.
I totally blew it.
We're dumb.
Come on.
We should have all of these vodkas lined
up.
Yes! Ah. We're dumb. All right, here's your name, Karnensky.
Hockey player or vodka?
Hockey player.
Hockey player it is.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got the CD. Thanks for calling. Hold on, please. KLOS.
Hello.
Who is this?
My name is Benjamin Grooms.
Benjamin, are you ready to play hockey player or vodka?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Here's your name. McGillney. McGillney, is that a vodka or a hockey player?
I'm not familiar with that name in the current NHL off the top of my head, so I'm going to say that's a vodka.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is hockey. I'm sorry, that is hockey.
Always go with your gut.
Thank you for playing, though. KLOS, good morning. KLOS,
nope.
Who's this?
late at night.
Yeah, it's evening.
Who are you?
My name's Steve.
You want this CD? It's very kind of Sammy Hagar to provide us a whole bunch of copies of Lockdown 2020, his new cover CD with the circle. You want one?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Is this a hockey player or vodka?
Kovalev. Sounds like a disease.
Hockey player.
Hockey player.
Yay!
Right.
Well done, man. Right on.
How are they doing this? Congratulations. Let's do one more.
One more. Yeah.
All right. KLOS, who's this?
Hold on. I don't know anybody.
KLOS, okay. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Are you ready for hockey player or vodka?
Yes, sir.
All right. Popov.
Popov?
That's a vodka.
Yay! It's a vodka and a hockey player. It's both.
Check you out.
You win either way.
Wow. You couldn't have lost on that. Unless you had told us to screw off or something.
Thanks. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
Hey, right on. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
You rock it. I'm bitter.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
What's happening, man?
People wanting to get a vaccine too much.
I mean, I'm glad that some people want to get the vaccine so bad, but I'm not sure that this was the way to do it.
I'll take the first person that offers me a vaccine.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as it's a vaccine.
Right.
I did air quotes. I don't know why. but there were two girls in Florida that dressed up like grannies so they could cut the line.
Is that right, Lise?
That's right, Lise. As Orange County's top health officer says, the two wannabe grannies pulled off their disguise and successfully got the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. We have learned one of the women is in her 30s, the other is in her 40s. But the act was over just moments before they attempted to get their second dose, despite their convincing outfits.
So they had like old women hats.
Right.
And glasses.
Is it makeup? Did they do makeup or that?
I don't know if
they
did makeup.
In Florida. I mean,
it looked okay if you're not looking closely.
Right.
And I would assume they were hoping for the line moving quickly. And
right. Everybody being busy. And
they got through the first time.
So yesterday we realized a couple of young ladies came dressed up as grannies to get vaccinated for the second time.
Donning a convincing disguise, complete with gloves, glasses, and even a bonnet, Dr. Raul Pino says when the two women returned to the convention center for their final shot in the arm, suspicions arose.
They had a valid CDC card with vaccination.
Orange County Sheriff deputies arriving here at the convention center after they say vaccinators realized the pair fraudulently registered for an appointment with birth dates that didn't match.
Rookie move.
So I don't know how they escaped the first time.
The sheriff's office identifying the women as Olga Monroy Ramirez and Martha Vivian Monroy.
Olga! I mean, you would think that's an old person.
Olga is a great old person name.
Beautiful. I'm going to call myself Olga from now on.
And issuing a trespassing warning, despite the countless people seeking access to doses for seniors 65 and older.
There is a demand in this community. Now, remember, we are 1.5 million people in this county.
Dr. Pino reinforcing the desperation for the vaccine, saying appointments filled up within 45 minutes on Thursday.
We haven't had any lack of willing arms to get vaccinated.
While it remains a mystery how the pair successfully got their first dose under the guise of being older, Dr. Pino says that too must be investigated.
In our case, what we have to determine is how this happened the first time.
I mean, he doesn't sound pissed. He sounds nice.
That's like the director of the public county health.
This has got to be the weirdest thing anybody's ever dressed up as an old lady to get. I mean,
I don't know that that's a category, but leave it to Florida. Leave it to Florida. 55 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, I believe. Is that day 7 or day 8?
Day, I don't know. Let's let the count tell us what day we are on today.
It's time to get up and stomp your feet. Start nice and slow.
1, 2.
And speed up more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And stomp away.
1,
cause we're about 3, to find out 5, the number of
the
day.
What's the number? Stop. What's the number? Stop. What is the number?
The number of the day. I can hardly wait. The number of the day is 8.
8. That's eight.
It's 8.
That's
eight,
a hell
eight.
Of a build-up count. You know, I think they only go to like 12 on Sesame Street, don't they?
Well, maybe that's
the ending. Rick Harrell is here. He'll play with you till midnight. You want to come back and do this again tomorrow?
Sure.
Nope. I was on the Sayin' Rock in 1968 when Elton John released his very first single, I've Been Loving You, which he wrote himself. It failed to chart. On this day in rock in 1994, Nirvana played their last ever concert in Munich, Germany, in an airport hangar. The 3,000-capacity venue lost power during the show, so they did an impromptu acoustic set, including the Cars' My Best Friend's Girlfriend.